There's a new member of the hospital cleaning staff, and it's shedding lots of light on how to rid medical facilities of hard-to-kill bacteria. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
The portable IRS 3200M, commonly called the Germinator, rolls from room to room at Mercy Anderson Hospital. The 4.5-foot-tall sterilization machine looks like a kind of R2-D2 and doesn't have any interaction with the staff or public when it's turned on. Doors to empty patient rooms are closed so the machine's UVC rays don't burn anyone. Mercy Infection Control Specialist Kathy Putoff stands outside a room with a remote control.
So we're going to begin. This is a computer, like a handheld computer. I've already put the room in this. We have it actually like a UPC code over there. It's a bar scan. We can do that. We're going to start our job. We're going to turn on this device here. I'm going to continue this. So I've got it in the center. We go down a checklist. We have our do not enter sign. The door's closed. There's nobody in it. The sensor is armed. We put my secret code in, and we enter it. And it'll start for us. It makes a noise that's kind of starting up. It's like a compressor inside there that goes to a battery that boosts the power for the lights to work.
Slowly, the protectors open, exposing the UVC light that first looks pink and then changes to blue. The Germinator automatically shuts off if somebody starts to open the door to the room. UV sterilization is not new. For years, Metropolitan Water Systems have used it for purification. So has the food industry, and scientists have it under their science lab hoods. But the use of it to rid hospitals of hard-to-kill bacteria is new.
It gets into the nooks and crannies that no one would even be able to clean on a normal cleaning basis.
The hospital cleaning staff still uses disinfectants and sometimes bleach-based products to remove the germs. But the Germinator is a surefire way to kill everything like what's known as C. diff.
We have it set on what we call a sporicidal cycle, which means it kills bacteria that has hard shells on them. And the one thing that we want to reduce in our hospitals are C. diff rates. C. difficile is a gastroenteritis that's antibiotic-induced type of a diarrhea.
C. diff forms a spore, and that spore is kind of like an M&M shell. It's hard and difficult to kill. Each year, it's estimated that the bacteria causes the deaths of 14,000 to 30,000 in the U.S. Rick Deluski, Vice President of Business Development for the Greater Cincinnati Health Council, represents 34 area hospitals. He's read about how this technology was helping to reduce infection rates. Since July 2011, Mercy Anderson has seen its C. diff rates go down by 27%. Mercy Claremont Hospital has reduced rates by 50% with the Germinator. Other hospitals are seeing similar results. Good Samaritan, Bethesda North, and Margaret Mary also have devices. The list price for one of these is $100,000.
Hospitals in Michigan that have provided data, they were showing savings of up to $236,000 in a six-month period from using the device. So it pays out very quickly.
Government reimbursement rates are affected by length of stay, says Public Relations Director Nanette Bentley.
Our reimbursement rates go down if a patient's length of stay is longer. It's obviously in our interest to make sure our patients stay well, be well, and get out of the hospital as quickly as possible. This helps us do that, make sure the patients stay healthy.
Room sterilization takes about 10 minutes. Killing bacteria in an operating room takes about a half hour.
It takes into account the size of the room, but also the humidity, the temperature. So it gives the exact amount of UVC that is needed. So it's kind of analogous to if you had an infection, you would want your doctor to know the exact amount of antibiotic to give you.
The Germinator also has a tracking system. It knows what rooms have been cleaned and who ordered them to be cleaned. Among the prominent resistant bacteria that Infection Prevention Technologies says the IRS 3200M can fight is MRSA, a bacteria that has become increasingly resistant to antibiotics. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.